Wilson's contract was up for review this year. To get renewed, the school had to earn a D. It missed the grade by less than 1 point. Here's Principal Logan Crow.
It was kind of like being hit with a Mack truck in the front and being beaten up by Mike Tyson from the back.
That's because this was the last chance. Charter schools have to meet certain benchmarks based primarily on standardized tests. If they don't make the grade by the end of their contract, the state can shut them down entirely or bring in a new operator. Wilson has strong community ties. Broadmoor residents fought hard to reopen it after Katrina. It was one of the first 5 quick start schools, fully renovated with FEMA money. The building stays open after school for community use, free ballet lessons, basketball, Zumba. Closing Wilson would mean closing a neighborhood hub. So Patrick Dobard, superintendent of the Recovery School District, changed who ran the school instead.
We know we didn't have the capacity in the system or even a desire to try to disperse 600 plus kids elsewhere. They're in a fully renovated building. They are a cornerstone of the community.
He recommended, and the State Board of Education voted, to keep the school open under new management. And that led to the next big question. Who would run Wilson? Some parents thought they should have a say. Like Lamont Douglas, whose daughter Taylor is in first grade.
In our minds, we were like, why would someone else who don't really know our children be in charge of picking someone who's going to take over the school?
Usually, families don't get to pick. In the past, the RSD assigned an operator and that was it. It's opened up the process some since then. Now it accepts multiple applications, a committee ranks them, and the RSD makes a final assignment. But at Wilson, Lamont Douglas and other parents pushed to be involved. They got seats on the selection committee, and they used them.
I think initially, they just said, let's give them the seats, you know, just to be pacifying. I think they thought we were going to come into the meeting and just be a fly on the wall. You know, but we asked some of the pertinent questions that needed to be asked of these CMOs.
CMOs, Charter Management Organizations. 7 applied to run Wilson. The parents visited those organizations' other schools. They met with the CEOs. They did their own evaluations. Their final pick? Inspire NOLA. Its 2 other schools, Alice Hart and Edna Carr, have high letter grades and long waiting lists. And Inspire seemed like an operator that wouldn't treat the school and the students like failures. Here's Douglas's wife, Maisha Jackson, who also teaches 6th grade math at Wilson.
Our kids aren't failing kids. You know, that word takeover means that you're just coming in and just demolishing everything that we've built, and you're going to bring in your own things. Whereas Inspire said, hey, we're going to consult you all to see what is it that you guys did, what worked well, what didn't work, and we're going to, you know, work together. So the term that they use is transformation.
The parents and most committee members chose Inspire NOLA. RSD still had final say, and it agreed. All this happened in the middle of the school year. The failing grade came out in October, the non-renewal decision in January. The last half of the school year has been rough, says outgoing principal Logan Crow.
The hardest part has been going through it this year instead of just at the end of the year saying, here's your scores, you didn't hit the mark, you gotta go.
It's like you're in a football game, he says, and told at halftime there's absolutely no way you'll win. Some teachers left for guaranteed jobs at other schools. They took decorations down from the walls and wished their classes tearful goodbyes. For some students, all these announcements and changes raised a question. Were they responsible?
I thought that it was all my fault, like mostly my fault, because like I wasn't taking like the school serious. I wasn't like focusing and doing my best and like my full potential.
Janara is a 7th grader at Wilson. She eventually realized her performance alone didn't lead to the F, but it took a while to shake the feeling. Her friend Kiari, a 6th grader, has a different concern. A new operator with a good reputation might attract new students who feel superior.
The students that's coming in gonna be probably be like, well, this is my school now because y'all F school and bragging about how they probably not an F school. And I think some students probably be like, well, we're F school and all that, and they better than us.
She overheard an adult say Wilson students need extra help and special treatment.
Yeah, I feel bad. Really bad. Really bad.
Parent Lamont Douglas looks forward to the coming year. He's been talking from a bench in Carousel Gardens in City Park. It's Inspire NOLA Family Night, a chance for parents and students to meet the new team. Children race by, many still in their school uniforms. Polo shirts with logos from Inspire's three schools, Hart, Carr, and now Wilson.
We know, you know, things are not going to just, you click your heels or you spin around and it's going to change. We still, as parents, have to be aggressive in what we do to make sure that even though Inspire NOLA is in charge right now, that they are accountable and that they do exactly what they have to do.
Inspire NOLA wants to exceed expectations, says CEO Jamar McNeely. He's talked to parents in the neighborhood who won't send their kids to Wilson yet, but are watching. He wants those families clamoring to get in.
49.1 or a F or a D is not good enough for us. We have to at least become one of the top schools because they deserve this, their parents deserve this, and our city deserves this.
In July, Wilson will transfer over to Inspire NOLA. Inspire has 5 years to raise the school's grade before its contract comes up for review. For WWNO, I'm Mallory Falk.